Good day. I'm John Sleggers. An Akron, Iowa native currently working for the United Nations in Gaza will appear this Sunday on the CBS News program 60 Minutes. Scott Anderson, the son of Rick and Marla Sanderson of Akron, is helping provide emergency response and humanitarian services during the Israeli-Hamas war and Gaza conflict. Scott Anderson graduated from Akron Westfield High School in 1985. He served 21 years in the Army, followed by 10 years with the United Nations in the Middle East and Afghanistan. During an interview with Charlie Stone of sister station KSCJ, Anderson, speaking from Gaza, said that growing up, he never dreamed he would appear in a program like 60 Minutes.
I have to say, growing up in Akron on a farm, or outside of Akron on a farm, never in my life did I dream I would be on 60 Minutes once, let alone twice. But yeah, I was on in 2015. And Scott Pelley and the crew came to Gaza and filmed sort of the aftermath of the conflict that had happened in the summer of 2014. And I'd stayed in touch with the producer, Ashley, and we kind of reconnected when I came back here. And yeah, I sat down and did an interview in Amman, Jordan with them recently. One of the things that is difficult here is there's no media in Gaza, which I think could be, you know, helpful to tell the story of what's going on. But yeah, it should air this Sunday. And like I said, I can't believe I'm going to be on twice when I never dreamt I'd even be on once.
Anderson credits growing up in this area for preparing him for his current role.
Yeah, it's currently, I think, and maybe ever, the most complex humanitarian crisis that the humanitarian community has ever dealt with. And one of the things I guess I appreciate growing up in the Midwest is the values that we learn that are growing up really are something you can project into places like the United Nations or the Army or anywhere else. And what it really comes down to is about helping people that are in need.
Anderson said the mood from the October 7th massacre was similar to the mood after 9/11 in New York. The connection with Scott Anderson in Gaza was recorded using WhatsApp. Anderson graduated from Akron Westfield High School in 1985. He served 21 years in the Army, followed by 10 years with the United Nations in the Middle East and Afghanistan. He is currently on leave from his position with the USDA in Sioux Falls. The Lamar Street Department says they'll allow a street closure today at Wells South Ice Cream Plant. They're going to shut down part of 18th Street Southwest between 6th Avenue Southwest and 12th Avenue Southwest this morning into this afternoon. They'll be installing another new crane rail in the freezer that requires them to pull it out of the freezer and across 18th Street Southwest. Detour signs will be set up during the hours listed. Flood Valley Healthcare was recognized as a 2024 Top 100 Critical Access Hospital by the Chartist Center for Rural Health. Chartist annual Top 100 Award Program recognizes outstanding performance among the nation's rural hospitals. Flood Valley Healthcare CEO Dustin Wright says performance is measured in categories of quality, patient experience, financial performance, and market share. Michael Topchick of the Chartist Center says this is the 14th year of Chartist ratings. He says this year there are 40 first-time recipients among the 100 hospitals honored. Wright says Floyd Valley Healthcare has over 400 team members. For the first time in 23 years, the Lamar's Community High School speech team has won a Critics' Choice banner. Saturday, February 17th at the IHSSA All-State Festival, the group improvisation duo of writer Malali and Jenna Morris were selected as the favorite performers in their category. Lamar's Community High School had two categories entered, television newscasting and group improv. Senior performer Jenna Morris says that winning the award was a great end to her large group speech career.
Couldn't have been a better way to really end the season and end my high school large group career with, because I've been in large group speech all 4 years and improv all 4 years.
Jenna's partner, writer Malali, says he's thankful for winning the award.
I'm just very thankful for having this opportunity. It's such a high honor, and I love speech. And performing is just super fun, and getting this banner is just like the biggest cherry on top that you could get.
Group improv critic Andrew Lopez selected Lamar's entry as his favorite performance of the day and awarded Lamar's with the Critics' Choice Award. The festival, which was held at Iowa State University in Ames, is held to honor the distinguished speech performers in the state of Iowa. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.